In many parts of the Middle East, minority Christian communities have become targets in civil wars. Many have gone underground, but in one corner of northeastern Syria, NPR's Alice Fordham met a group of Assyrian Christians who found themselves right in the path of ISIS, and it made them more determined to stay.
It's a pure sky-blue Sunday morning in the quiet town of Tel Tamer. Sunlight pours through olive trees and dapples the churchyard. The church is full, maybe a couple hundred people. Women in coloured headscarves at the back, men at the front, children skittering in the nave. But even as they celebrate Mass together in the ancient Aramaic language, this congregation is full of sorrow. One year ago, ISIS fighters invaded a nearby string of villages, largely populated by Christians from the Assyrian ethnic minority. The extremists held about 300 villagers captive for months, killing at least three. Their photographs are propped up next to silver crosses and golden bells at the front of the church in Tel Tamer, a neighbouring town never taken by ISIS, which has long been a centre of the Assyrian community. Afterward, there's an emotional crowd outside, leaning on each other's shoulders, holding hands. Among them is an older woman in a black skirt suit named Georgette Melki. She remembers the day ISIS came into her village. It was 4 a.m. and she heard clashes. It got louder and louder, so they went outside and saw ISIS fighters overrunning the village. Like ants. Melki says the extremists looted her house and destroyed the church. Then they drove their prisoners to another town and held them captive. She was treated okay, but her son was killed. Still, she doesn't know why. After long negotiations between the Assyrian clergy and ISIS, which no one will discuss in detail, most of the captives were released. With the help of local Kurdish fighters, their villages were retaken from ISIS, but the community is scarred. I ask one of Melki's surviving children, Fadi, if he thinks they will stay.
If there is safety, maybe, but now everything is destroyed, churches, houses, villages, so I think if the people they have money, they will leave.
Many have already left, but others swear to remain, including the priest, Father Bekas Eshaya. He says God compares priests to light in the darkness. And there are also young men in uniform with weapons here. To protect their area, they have formed a militia, which is supported by the US in its fight against ISIS. Their spokesman is Kino Gabriel, tall, broad-chested, 26 years old. He tells me they decided to arm themselves when they looked to the Christians of Iraq, who have been brutally targeted but never formed organized armed groups. I ask how it felt the first time he put on uniform.
You feel strong. It is, I think, something cultural that when you wear a uniform, take up arms, you feel stronger.
He says he urges people not to leave these villages.
Staying in our land, that is the only way that we can preserve our life, our culture, our everything, that our identity in general.
He also urges people living abroad to come back and help rebuild the villages. He believes people should return to their roots and their homeland. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Tel Tamer, Syria.